Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Do you ever go to sports events with your friends or family? But what if it's too expensive or inconvenient to go to see the games live? Do you ever watch them on TV with your friends? Well, the name of today's lesson is the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is one of the most watched sports events every year. Today's lesson is not about the rules of football, but about the Super Bowl culture and what to expect. So be ready to take some notes. In a minute, we'll discuss the phrases to make it to the big game as well as first rate. They are useful for you when talking about other things too. All right, what are we waiting for? Open up your magazine and let's get this party started. The Super Bowl, football's biggest game. Football fans are eagerly waiting for the Super Bowl, the game of the season. Since the beginning of football season, each team's chances of making it to the big game have been analyzed. Now, the National Football Conference, NFC, champion, and the American Football Conference, AFC, champion, will play for the National Football League, NFL, championship. February 4th, Super Bowl Sunday, is the 52nd Super Bowl. Planners strive to make each game better than the last. They've recruited first-rate entertainment to perform during halftime. And they hope the two teams will provide fans with exciting football action.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 analyze 这个动词。analyze 是指分析，注意它的重音是在第一个音节，念成 analyze。例如 ,the research team spent months analyzing the data they had collected. 这个研究团队花了几个月的时间来分析他们收集到的资料。或者是 the patient's blood sample was sent to the lab to be analyzed. 这位病人的血液样本被送到检验所去分析。它的名词是 analysis, A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S, 注意它的重音跑到第二音节念成 analysis, 例如 a chemical analysis of the water sample revealed a high content of chlorine, 这个水的样本的化学分析显示出有高含量的氟。继续我们看 strive 这个动词， strive 是指努力或奋斗，尤其是指长期不怕困难的努力。例如 ,our company strives to provide the best service to our customers. 我们公司努力不懈要提供客户最好的服务。或者是 ,the government is striving to create more jobs to lower the unemployment rate. 政府正在努力创造更多就业机会来降低失业率。注意 strive 的过去式是 strove, S-T-R-O-V-E, 过去分词是 striven, S-T-R-I-V-E-N,例如 the founder of the nation strove to establish equal rights in the society. 这位开国先锋为了建立社会中的平权而努力。
All right, thanks again for joining us today, friends, and thank you, Michelle. Friends, you are not going to regret joining us for today's lesson because it's not just about football rules, it's about the culture of the Super Bowl.In the United States. And it's a pretty fun time, right, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, you bet. It's a fun time for a lot of people. And the Super Bowl is something you're not going to want to miss, at least all the Super Bowl parties.
Exactly. So our lesson is called The Super Bowl, and it is football's biggest game. Football fans are eagerly waiting for the Super Bowl, the game of the season. And I like how the word the there...is written in all capital letters because it is the game. That means it's the most important game of the season.
That's right. Since the beginning of football season, each team's chances of making it to the big game have been analyzed. Now let's take a look at this phrase, to make it somewhere. What are they talking about?
That's right. To make it somewhere, make it to a place, right? That means to successfully get where you want to be. But the way we use it is not just to talk about going from one place to another, but also to talk about being in a competition and getting to a level of competition that you want to be.
For example, I know that there are a lot of ice skaters out there, but unfortunately, not every ice skater will make it to the Olympics.
Well, right. Only the best.
Only the very best will make it to the Olympics, and that goes with gymnasts as well. Not every gymnast will make it to the Olympics.
That's right. And of course, if you're involved in any kind of sports, then you want to make it to that final game, right? The best game, to see who will be the champion. So, people are thinking about who's going to make it to the final game here. Now, the National Football Conference, or NFC for short, champion, and the American Football Conference, AFC champion, will play for the National Football League, the NFL championships. That's a lot of a lot of letters, Rebecca.
Right. We have NFC, AFC, NFL. A lot to remember. Well, one thing you can just remember is that Super Bowl Sunday will be February 4th. And that's exactly what our lesson says. February 4th, Super Bowl Sunday, is the 52nd Super Bowl.
Which is, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time in coming. It's been a celebrated sport event for a long time. Now, the date here is February 4th, and I just have to say, even though I live in Taipei, I know a lot of people who wake up the following day, because February 4th in the States is, of course, February 5th here in Taipei, and they'll be up pretty early to watch the Super Bowl live from here.
Are you one of those people?
You know, I haven't done that yet. Okay. I usually watch it later. Maybe I'll watch after it has been recorded and playing on TV again. But you know what? It is a lot of – I've done it in the States. Mm-hmm. I've gone to see a Super Bowl party in the States.
Oh, I've been to Super Bowl parties as well. In my opinion, the Super Bowl party makes the party.
Exactly.
But we do read here in our lesson, planners strive to make each game – better than the last. Now, if you try to make something better than the last, that just means what?
Okay, so this, you use this phrase, to make something better than the last. You're describing how you are improving something or getting better in some way.
For example, not too long ago, I made a cake. I decorated the cake and I put words on the cake, and it was great, but I want to make another cake. And I want to make it even better than the last one.
Oh, man. Friends, I have to tell you something. Every time Rebecca makes something, it is better than the last. Rebecca, you're always improving, and your desserts are amazing.
Well, thank you. That's very encouraging. I guess it's good to be improving and to make things better than the last. Wouldn't you agree, friends?
So back to the Super Bowl here. The planners of the Super Bowl, this event, are striving to make each game better than the last. They've recruited, or they've gotten first-rate entertainment to perform during halftime. Yes, the famous halftime show is first-rate. Now, there are many words that we could use. We could say the best, top quality, the greatest standard, but the word first-rate, or these two words put together, is a great phrase. It is first-rate entertainment.
That's right. And, of course, you can use these two words in other ways. Let's say that you're going to a restaurant or someone wants to take you to a nice restaurant as a birthday gift. They might say, we're going to an Indian restaurant tonight. It is a first-rate restaurant.
And this is going to be a first-rate game. And they hope the two teams will provide fans with exciting football action. Well, I have no doubt it will be exciting. But friends, right now it's time for something else exciting. The InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Once a year, a football championship known as the Super Bowl is held on a Sunday in the United States.
The Super Bowl is extremely popular, and many people invite their friends to their houses for a Super Bowl party. At these parties, everyone watches the Super Bowl on TV while eating a variety of party foods.
The Super Bowl is such a big event for many Americans that a cultural movement has grown up around Super Bowl weekend. That movement is known as the Super Bowl of Caring, spelled S-O-U-P-E-R.
This Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, places the focus on food instead of football. But it's not about eating soup while watching the game on TV either.
Right. For this event, volunteers from the community work together to collect money and food leading up to Super Bowl weekend. Then the food and money are donated to local charities or food pantries to help people in need.
The Super Bowl of Caring was started by a church. Now many churches across the United States participate in the Super Bowl of Caring by serving free soup on Super Bowl Sunday, or by charging money for the soup and then using the money to fight hunger and poverty in their community.
超级杯美式足球赛 Super Bowl 在美国是令全民疯狂的运动赛事。很多人会举行派对，在家里一边吃吃喝喝，一边看球赛。但是在美国有另一种超级杯叫做 Super Bowl of Caring, 关怀慈善超级杯。参加这个活动的志工会在超级杯前夕开始收集捐款和食物，然后在比赛当天为街友和游民提供免费的热汤，因为这是 Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, 有汤的含义在里面。或是贩卖这些热汤，把所有的收入用于解决社区内饥饿与贫穷的社会问题，确实是比在家吃吃喝喝看比赛还要更有意义，不是吗？这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次语音专线。
Oh, hello. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we are learning about the Super Bowl. So if our lesson is about a very popular football game, why am I eating popcorn? Well, some of us cannot afford to make it to a Super Bowl game. So it's great to just watch the Super Bowl on TV. Invite some friends and relatives over and watch the Super Bowl. Have a Super Bowl party with some snacks. Let's continue right now. The Super Bowl. Most people cannot afford the more than $4,000 ticket price to watch the game in person. Instead, they invite friends to their home for a Super Bowl party to watch the game on TV and enjoy snacks. Watching the action on the football field is only one reason people tune in to the game. Companies pay top dollar to run creative advertisements for the millions of viewers. These commercials often debut during the Super Bowl. While some cheer their team to victory, others discuss their favorite commercials. A good time is had by all.
OK, 接下来我们看 top dollar 这个名词。Top dollar 是指很高的价钱，所以 dollar 在这里是单数的。例如 Irene's dad paid top dollar for her wedding gown. Irene 的爸爸砸了很多钱买这条新娘礼服给 Irene。或者是 people are willing to pay top dollar for a limited edition for anything. 人们会愿意付高价去买任何限量版的货品。或者是 fly with a budget airline if you don't want to pay top dollar to travel.如果你不想花大钱旅行，就搭乘廉价航空。最后我们看的是 debut 这个动词。debut 这个字源于法文，所以它字尾的 t 是不发音的，念成 debut。debut 是指首次登台或者是首次亮相。 Liu, the actress, debuted in a musical in London when she was 22. 这位女演员22岁的时候在伦敦的一出音乐剧中首次登台。或者是 The company will debut this new product in May. 这家公司会在5月份推出这个新产品。Debut 也可以当名词，例如 The band's debut album was a great hit. 这个乐团的首张专辑造成了轰动。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Oh man, I got so excited. My popcorn went all over the floor. Michelle, that was just amazing.
Gabe, you keep dropping popcorn all over the floor.
Well, the show is exciting.
Oh, right. It's very exciting. Actually, sometimes that does happen at Super Bowl parties. People get so excited, the popcorn falls all over the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Rebecca.
Yes.
If you had a choice, would you go to see the Super Bowl live or go to a friend's house and have a Super Bowl party?
Let me think. Would I spend over $4,000 to go to the Super Bowl,
uh-huh,
or just bring a drink and go to someone's house? I think I'll go to someone's house for the party.
Rebecca, I think I'm right there with you. Maybe if I was in the area of where the Super Bowl was taking place, I might consider, but I wouldn't consider for very long because $4,000 is kind of a lot. Most people cannot afford the more than $4,000 ticket price to watch the game in person, and most people includes Rebecca and myself.
That's right. And you see those two words in person in our lesson. If you do something in person, basically that means what?
Oh, well, that means you're at a place doing something. You're not just hearing about it, mm-hmm, or watching it on TV or YouTube. You're at the event. You're there in person.
And here's another way that you can use these words in person. Let's say, for example, you just had an argument with a friend.
Uh-huh.
The best way to resolve a conflict, in my opinion, is to do it in person. Trying to send line messages or call on the phone could actually cause more conflict.
Oh, that's true. That could result in miscommunication, right?
Right.
I agree. It's good to try to resolve a conflict in person. Maybe if you're on the other side of the world, a phone call or Skype would be good, too. But we continue here. Instead, they invite their friends to their home for a Super Bowl party to watch the game on TV and enjoy snacks just like popcorn and chips and wings.
Ooh, Super Bowl parties. You never know what kind of good food you're going to find there. What?
Well, it depends what you bring, Rebecca.
Right.
Maybe you could bring some of your brownies. They're always better than the last.
Oh, yes, that's right. I could bring some brownies and chips and salsa. I think you got the popcorn covered.
Oh, yeah. Well, friends, you just saw a picture of what a Super Bowl party might look like. Everyone is crowding around the TV and they're watching. Maybe they're getting really excited, right? Wow, this popcorn is so good.
Mm.
Can you tell I'm eating it?
Yes, I can tell that you're enjoying it. Now, my question is, are you enjoying the Super Bowl, watching the Super Bowl, or eating the food more?
You know, I really do think it's a mixture of everything. It's,
mm-hmm,
a combination of just being with your friends and family and watching this exciting event. You're all rooting for one team, or maybe you're rooting for different teams, which can make it even more exciting. And there are different ways to watch or tune in, right? We see here, watching the action on the football field is only one reason people tune in to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this phrase, to tune in, this came from to turn your radio frequency to a certain channel so that you could listen to something. However, now it's used to talk about any kind of means or ways to watch the media or listen to the different kinds of media out there, like not just, mm-hmm, radio, but YouTube, TV, the internet. How do you tune in to your favorite show?
Well, here's another way that you could use this phrase to tune in. When I was back in the States, I used to have to commute to work every day, about 40 to 45 minutes. So I would turn the radio on, and I would tune into the Christian channel, and I would listen to that for the next 45 minutes.
Oh, man. Well, if you're stuck in traffic, it is nice to tune into a good radio station. We continue here. Companies pay top dollar to run creative advertisements for the millions of viewers. The word advertisement is used in the same way as commercial here. They mean the same thing. These commercials often debut during the Super Bowl.
And we continue, while some cheer their team to victory, others discuss their favorite commercials. A good time is had by all. So to cheer their team to victory. Now, in this picture, it looks like these people are very disappointed. Maybe their team didn't actually get a point.
Yeah, you might be right about that. But the point is, they're all crowded around the show, and they're so excited because they do want to cheer their team to victory. That means you shout or scream or do something. You're encouraging somebody or some team until they win.
That's right. And I think that whenever you're on a team or there's a team sport of some sort, you should try to cheer your team to victory. They need that encouragement. And a good time is had by all.
A good time is had by all. That's another way of saying everybody is having a good time, or everybody has had a great time. All right, well, it's time for us to continue our great time here with a
review skit.
It's Super Bowl Sunday!
Finally!
It's the game of the season. Football fans are eagerly waiting.
Go team!
Yeah! Well, teams have been analyzed since the beginning of football season.
It seemed impossible, but our team made it. We're playing in the NFL Championship, the 52nd Super Bowl.
Yeah, hooray! Planners of the Super Bowl strive to make each game better than the last.
They recruit first-rate entertainment to perform during halftime.
And, of course, the two teams will provide us with exciting football action.
Hopefully. I wish I could be there. Imagine watching the game in person.
Imagine paying $4,000 for a ticket. No thanks. I'd rather invite friends over for a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, that's fun too. We can watch the game on TV and enjoy snacks.
But the action on the field is only one reason to tune in.
Right. Companies pay top dollar to run creative advertisements.
We can discuss our favorite commercials after the game.
Look, the game is starting. Time to cheer our favorite team to victory.
Yeah, look, our team has the ball. Run!
No, stop him. Wait, what are you doing? No, stop.
You're cheering for the wrong team.
No, you are.
No, you are.
Stop.
Run,
drop the ball. Get in. Yes, go.
Woo-hoo,
you can do it.
Woohoo, our students are doing a great job.
We are cheering you to victory, and you just did it.
Yes.
Oh. Gabe, I got popcorn everywhere.
That's what happens at a Super Bowl party. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Okay, ready? Ready, Gabe? Thanks, Dad.
Friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.